it was a very different from maybe the imported standards plan for looking at how a visitors bureau would look. One of the big things is it didn't have any of the money set aside for allocations to organizations in the community, and that's about 10 to 12 different organizations and outlays for the transient guest tax funds to be used. You know, an example of those are like the National Teachers Hall of Fame, Red Rocks, some of those type of organizations that all see an allocation from them each year. The other part that stood out to us was it wasn't really adding a staff to answer visitors' questions. There was no visitors bureau. I think it anticipated giving some money to Main Street and the Chamber to kind of work together on staffing those, but it was just really kind of an open-ended proposal that we felt we weeded out at the beginning.